Hey, it's Cappy, and this is Beyond the Plate, Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate, literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. First up is Aviv Restaurant. This is the latest restaurant from Chef Michael Solomonoff and restaurateur Steve Cook. Mike has a Beyond the Plate episode from way back in season one. And if you have not heard that episode, it's worth a listen because it remains a fan favorite. Anyhow, if Mike and Steve sound familiar, they're behind the Philadelphia-based cook and solo restaurants that include most notably Zahav Restaurant, but also a bunch of other stellar spots. And now Aviv in the One Hotel in Miami. They also have cookbooks and Zahav restaurant recipe hummus, which you can get at Whole Foods. And while I was really going to tell you about Aviv, now you know more about Cook and Solo and all the delicious things they have going on. So there, go eat at Aviv and get the hummus or the halloumi baklava. Sounds so good. And all the salatim and the warm stuffed dates and everything else on that menu because it all looks so delicious. And just let me know how good it is so I can be jealous of you. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Next, Salt and Straw Ice Cream's chef and co-founder Tyler Malik has a new cookbook called America's Most Iconic Ice Creams, Classic Flavors and Creative Riffs. If you love to eat ice cream and learn about ice cream or even make ice cream at home, you are going to love this book, I promise. Tyler, I believe, is one of the most creative people in the ice cream world. And for this book, he's focusing on classic and iconic flavors. And he's really diving into all the details that make them so special. But I gotta be honest, Salt and Straw recently had an upcycled series last month they did, and I really wanted to feature that, but it's now over. So in celebration of the new book, their new monthly series right now, which is available in their stores and also for delivery, is featuring a special cookbook series with five flavors that are in the book. I recently ordered the cookbook series to my house, literally just received them and tried some of them last night with my family. And our favorites so far are the vanilla custard with butterscotch swirls and the strawberry tres leches. Both of them very, very good. Next up is Matcha Matcha Man, which will be next on my list. And there are two more flavors that you'll have to go find out for yourself. Sorry. And not for nothing, following Salt and Straw on social media alone, I believe is worth it because the way Tyler explains every flavor every month for their monthly series is like an education in creativity and storytelling and ingredients. And also, Tyler has a Beyond the Plate episode in season six, and it's pretty great if you want to learn a little bit more about Tyler's journey to Salt and Straw. Next up is Nick Sharma. I've had Nick's pasta with creamy lemon Szechuan peppercorn sauce recipe open in a browser tab for way too long on my computer. I have zero excuse. I'm just procrastinating, but I'm going to make it soon because this recipe looks so delicious. If you don't know Nick, he is a molecular biologist turned chef, a fantastic photographer and writer as well. He's a multi-award-winning cookbook author. This recipe is from his newsletter called The Flavor Files, which I suggest you subscribe to as well. Next is Share Our Strength, a nonprofit I love and proudly serve on their National Leadership Council, is celebrating 40 years, 40, of fighting childhood hunger. They're hosting a national culinary event series featuring some of the most generous and talented chefs, restaurateurs, and beverage professionals across the country. I recently attended an unbelievable dinner at Galit Restaurant in Chicago, hosted by Chef Zachary Engel and Andres Clavero. It had guest chefs Joe Flam, Paul Verant, Diana Davila, and pastry chef Mary Eater McClure. Again, we'll share all links in the show notes. And also another shout out to Share Our Strength, No Kid Hungry Chicago, who recently announced the chef lineup for their Taste of the Nation event in June, next month here. They have 50 of Chicago's best chefs, and this is hands down one of my favorite events of the year in Chicago. I always say if you want to get a really good taste of Chicago's food scene and some of the best chefs, go to Taste of the Nation Chicago's event. It's spectacular. Okie dokie, shout out to another friend of the pod, Kristen Kish, on her new book called Accidentally on Purpose. It's filled with stories. It has lessons learned, challenges from kitchens, and her life in general. Kristen is a great human. And if you're like my Aunt Linda, who loves a good culinary theme book that is not a cookbook, you're probably going to like this one. One last thing before I leave you. Here are three things you can do with that jar of chili crunch that's been sitting in your cabinet or sitting in my cabinet. Number one, mix it into your favorite honey mustard, or I like to make my own. I do equal parts honey and a good quality mustard, and then I put a nice healthy spoon of chili crunch in there to bring it all together, and it acts as a great dipping sauce. Number two, mix it with your favorite barbecue sauce. This creates an Asian-inspired barbecue sauce, and you could use that to dip as well, or you can baste it on chicken or pork or various things that you grill this summer. And number three, you can drop tiny dollops on salad for a little spice and a little crunch. Trust me, this may sound weird, but you're welcome. And not that you asked, but two of my favorite brands right now are Mr. Bing Chili Crisp and one called Chili Pep Crunch from Flavor Fork. Two delicious versions. Thanks for listening to Herd, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you liked this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Herd, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.